This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham recently received a federal grant meant to combat gun crime. Part of the money goes toward immediate tactics, such as boosting police presence in high-crime areas. But another component takes a much longer view. WBHM's Dan Carson explains as we continue our series on crime in Greater Birmingham.
Police and prosecutors try to fight crime in the streets and in the courts every day. But how do you fight the long-term root causes of crime? Some people think you do it in small schoolrooms like this.
We're going to do power riding. We are going to do power riding. So let's do our magic rhymes first, okay? Ready?
Light.
Light.
L-I-G-H-T.
Night.
N-I-G-H-T.
Do we hear that G-H? When it's in the middle of a word, it's silent. Exactly.
That's Diane Webby teaching three third graders at Washington K-8 School in Birmingham. Webby's a reading intervention specialist for Better Basics, a literacy nonprofit. She worries about kids who fall behind and don't learn to read in crowded classrooms.
There's a lot of research showing that children, whatever scores they're making on their national test in second and fourth grade, kind of tells where they're going to be, which is scary.
Better Basics already works with several schools in high crime areas. But next year, there will be a new reading intervention program like the one at Washington, but at West Birmingham's Minor Elementary. And it'll be funded by a U.S. Justice Department Project Safe Neighborhoods grant.
This isn't about giving a kid a book and saying, okay, now don't be in a gang.
Better Basics Executive Director Amy Aiken calls the approach comprehensive.
This is about developing a partnership with the local school system and saying, hey, let us put books in the hands of your children. Let us send these certified teachers in. Let us take this burden off the backs of your teachers who are already overworked and underpaid.
The word burden may seem strong if you've never managed a full third grade class with some kids who read like fifth graders and others who can't read at all. And when struggling kids fall through the cracks, there are wider implications.
85% of the juveniles in the juvenile system are functionally illiterate. 60% of those in prisons are functionally illiterate. So the statistics are staggering. We know that we've got to teach people how to read.
The federal grant will support Birmingham's Violent Gang and Gun Crime Reduction Program for 2 years. Almost $300,000 will be split by groups including the police, Better Basics, and UAB, where grant administrator Shelley McGrath has been mapping BPD crime data going back decades.
The Project Safe Neighborhoods grant is basically looking to reduce violent crime in targeted areas, but then also maybe take those approaches and then apply them elsewhere, also in the city.
Neither she nor Birmingham police wanted to talk tactics yet to be deployed, but Chief A.C. Roper says he appreciates the grant's support for enforcement and for education.
You have socioeconomic factors that impact crime. If you can get a person educated and get them employed, their chances of committing violent crimes especially goes down tremendously. People who are working every day aren't normally standing on the corner shooting.
Better Basics' Amy Aiken agrees and says literacy can help keep kids off those corners.
We have to do something different, and that's what this grant is allowing Better Basics to do. We're able to go in and help more children. The Birmingham Police Department has strategies to do things within the community to make the neighborhoods safer. So it's about a partnership. It's about working together.
We'll see. The results of the programs are far off and hard to measure. But the Department of Justice and Birmingham Police themselves are betting prevention includes cops and teachers. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
I'm trying to sound it out.
Pounds.